The genesis of this book began in the old executive office building of the White House during my appointment as Deputy Associate Director of Presidential Personnel. At that time in my life, I'd certainly overextended myself. I was engaged to be married, going to school at night, teaching as an adjunct professor at the graduate school, USDA on the weekends, and volunteering at the Maya Angelou Public Charter School. At work, we were dealing with the possible impeachment of my boss, then-President Bill Clinton, and Al Gore's fundraising scandal. At home, I was busy planning a wedding for 400 guests and preparing lectures for class and term papers for my doctoral professors. It was my organized chaos. Since that time, I have been able to reflect on my unique personal journey. I have fought battles in the field of politics, business, academia, and entertainment. In all of those arenas, I noticed one thing. Women are always in second place. So what is the main culprit of this huge social disparity? We, as women, have allowed ourselves to be bullied by life. We whispered when we should have been shouting. We cried when we should have been clawing. We complained when we should have been campaigning. We complied when we should have been demanding. We asked, "How high?" when we should have been saying, "Hell no." We did not turn on our bitch switch to demand what we wanted, how we wanted it, and what the heck we were going to do once we got it. This century has shown great progress for women and also great losses. We are at an important crossroads in history. I was so inspired by Hillary Clinton's run for the presidential nomination, but the news coverage of her campaign was enough to discourage every young girl in this nation from ever thinking of saying, "One day, I want to be president." Hillary waited until too late in the race to turn on her bitch switch, and it cost her the nomination. Martha Stewart's bitch switch got her put behind bars. In corporate America, Carly Fiorina, probably the most powerful woman in business and one who appeared to have her bitch switch turned to its highest setting, was forced out of her position as chairman and CEO of Hewlett-Packard, though she recently reappeared as a high-level advisor to John McCain. What we as women have done in the past, the nice girl game plan, is not working in the office, at home, or in life. In romantic relationships, we suffer because we hand over our power for love and turn off our bitch switch. In our personal relationships with friends and family, we are taken advantage of. In the office, we have been looked over, passed over, and walked on because we refuse to embrace our inner bitch. Well, no more. Does that mean we all should storm into the office tomorrow and start raising hell? Yes, but not exactly that way. It's time for a new paradigm for how we, as women, approach our goal of making it to the top. This book is about power. It's simple. They have it, and you want it. Do you desire clout and respect in business and at home? Yes. Do you want to stop being shrinking violets and doormats? Do you want to learn how to be tough when necessary? Then you're going to need to find your switch. And fast. As a woman, you are uniquely armed with one of the greatest communication devices any woman can have, a bitch switch. Can men have bitch switches? Yes, but that's another chapter in another book. You don't have to act like a man to get respect in the workplace. You don't have to be a man to take charge. Once your bitch switch goes on, that does not mean that your femininity goes off. Are you tired of being a coward, living daily in a constant state of anxiety? Does your insecurities weigh on your ability to grow and advance? Do you want to be the star of your own life, to realize your own dreams and successes? Then you will have to boldly confront your current patterns of accommodation and acquire the skills to turn the switch on.